Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network, live from the International Sugar Beet Institute at the Alaris Center here in Grand Forks. I'm Whitney Pittman with Randy Conan back in the studio. Joining us here for our first segment on the show today, we have Amity Engineering Manager Michael Anderson. Tell us a little bit about what you're excited to talk to people about here at the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us on today. Happy to be here, talk to the farmers, talk to some other vendors, and you know, display some of the new stuff. Some of the new things we're talking about this year at the show. We have some updates to our machines, our harvesters, defoliators, carts, some new things here and there. But our main thing every year is to make sure we have options for people that you know have a chance to upgrade to a new machine, new features out, and as well as upgrade kits available for some of the older stuff. Not everyone has a chance to buy new every year, so. Couple things on new kits. We have some updated hydraulics on the harvesters, unloading elevators, larger hoses, less restrictions on that front. A couple extra bearings in places where we need them. A lot of small improvements here and there, right? Trying to keep, get based on the feedback farmers are providing, we're able to keep updating the machines and keep making improvements.
So talk about some of these features a little bit more specifically. What are some of the things that you're trying to solve?
So one of the things we did this last year here on our, as an example, is on our harvesters. So we have a hydraulic drive on the unloading elevator. And so we've always had half-inch hoses on those unloading elevators. Well, last year in the field, maybe a little bit higher tonnage, higher yields. It's a great problem to have, just caused a few new problems. So we quickly put together some kits, updated hoses, different valving, and tested out a larger hose kit, showed that they had maybe a few percent of improvement in that torque available to that motor. And now we said, well, that's what we need for production this year. And that's a lot of people are going to solve their problems for old machines. And so larger hoses mean a little more torque, a little more capacity, and that's going to work well. So that's what we do with new production.
As growers get better at what they do, they need equipment to keep up with them.
That's right. Yields and everything, they cause problems. Good problems to have, but we got to keep up with whatever their problems they're trying to solve.
So talk a little bit about some of the equipment that you're showcasing here that you can actually get people to look at and get some hands on.
Yeah, so we have all three of our main pieces of sugar beet equipment here. So our harvester, defoliator, and then our beet cart. Couple of new things on the beet cart this year that we're displaying. So we have a newly designed hitch on our beet cart, single drop hole style hitch, a hydraulic jack available on that one. Some extra tip tops on the machine, as well as an updated unloading elevator chain. So new things you can see specifically on the beet cart this year.
All right. Anything else that you want to make sure we mention or things to look forward to here in 2024 before we let you go?
I recommend everyone that can come down to the show. If not, reach out to us through whatever methods you need. We always like hearing back from the engineering side, feedback from the end users. If we're not solving the problems that the customers are showing us and trying to, if we're not solving the problem for them, we're not working on the right thing. So love the feedback from the users.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here today. Again, Michael Anderson, Amity Technology Engineering Manager, joining us on the Red River Farm Network. Randy, we'll send it back to you.
All right. Thanks.